Head over to the livestock side, cattle market. Are we going to see any cash take place today?
You know, I don't know. It's interesting. A lot of people during the week thought we'd be a little bit weaker, but I do think with the feedlots being in the conditions that they are, weights might come down a little bit. The weekly slaughter for this week showed that our weights weren't as strong as what we had been seeing, so weights might start to drop a little bit here. The market again, the cattle market is still in this sideways pattern. When it gets down too low, it gets bought up. When it gets too high, we find sellers too. So cutouts have been down this week, but the cash market again, mostly looking for steady, maybe a touch lower. But the futures are trying to recover, I think, on some of those conditions not being as ideal as once thought.
There's been some struggles as well, Christian, in this hog market this week.
Yeah, it has. We had three hard down days. Now, you're recovering a pretty decent chunk today, but it was, similar to the cattle in the fact that we were kind of in this sideways pattern. We broke lower, trying to, like I said, recover a little bit here today. But yeah, that market did break basically some technical support, and then the market wanted to work a little bit higher. Now, start looking at where the cutouts and cash are. The cutouts actually have been up almost, well, other than Wednesday, been up every day this week. And so you're hanging out in that 86 level for cutouts, and the futures are, 82 on the nearby. So I do think you could bring this market back a little bit. I think a lot of people, though, are already thinking ahead to the hog and pig report, which will be on the 26th on Friday afternoon there. That will be kind of a big one just to see exactly where our numbers are at.